Hey, this is Malcolm Thomas, and I'm reading from Thomas Pynchon's Vineland, pages 313 to 315. These federal guys, Mucho, back in real time, was telling Zoid, if they're anything like nasal therapists, they're in your life forever. I didn't think you were dealing anymore. Me neither. So last week, what happens? He finally tries to set me up. He told Mucho of his brief but educational time in federal custody. Mucho blinks sympathetically, a little sadly. I guess it's over. We're on into a new world now. It's the Nixon years, and then it will be the Reagan years. Old Reagan? No way he'll ever make president. Just please go careful, Zoid. Cause soon they're gonna be coming after everything. Not just drugs, but beers. Cigarettes, sugar, salt, fat, you name it. Anything that could remotely please any of your senses, because they need to control all that. And they will. Fat police? Perfume police, tube police, music police, good healthy shit police. Best to renounce everything now. Get a head start. Well, I still wish it was back then, when you were the count. Remember how the acid was? Remember that window pane down in Laguna that time? God, I knew then. I knew. They had a look. Uh-huh. Me too. That you were never going to die? Ha! No wonder the state panicked. How are they supposed to control a population that knows it'll never die, when that was always their last big chip, when they thought they had the power of life and death? But acid gave us the x-ray vision to see through that one, so of course they had to take it away from us. Yeah, but they can't take what happened, what we found out. Easy. They just let us forget. Give us too much to process. Fill up every minute. Keep us distracted. It's what the tube is for, and though it kills me to say it, it's what rock and roll is becoming. Just another way to claim our attention, so that beautiful certainty we had starts to fade. And after a while, they have us convinced all over again that we really are going to die. And they've got us again. It was the way people used to talk. I'm not going to forget, Zoid vowed. Fuck 'em. While we had it, we really had some fun. And they never forgave us. Mucho went to the stereo and put on the Best of Sam Cooke, volumes 1 and 2. And then they sat together and listened, both of them, this time to the sermon, one they knew and felt their hearts comforted by, though outside spread the lampless waste, the unseen paybacks, the heartless power of the Scabland garrison state, the green, free America of their childhoods, even then was turning into. Downtown, in the Greyhound station, Zoid put Prairie on top of a pinball machine with a psychedelic motif called Hip Trip, and was able to keep winning free games till the Vineland bus got in from L.A. This baby was a great fan of the game, liked to lie face down on the glass, kick her feet, and squeal at the full sensuous effect, especially when bumpers got into prolonged cycling or when her father got manic with the flippers, plus the gongs and lights and colors always going off. Enjoy it while you can, he muttered at his innocent child, while you're light enough for the glass to hold you. Crossing the Golden Gate Bridge represents a transition in the metaphysics of the region, there to be felt even by the traveler's unwary as Zoid. When the busful of northbound hippies first caught sight of it, just at sundown as the fog was pouring in and the towers and cables ascending into pale gold, otherworldly billows, you heard a lot of wow and beautiful, though Zoid only found it beautiful the way a firearm is, because of the bad dream unreleased inside it. In this case, the brute simplicity of height, the finality of what swept below the relentlessly out to the sea. They rose into the strange gold smothering, visibility down to half a car length. Prairie standing up on the seat, gazing out the window. Head in for nothing but trees, fish, and fog, slick from here on in. Sniffling till your mama comes home, he wanted to say, but didn't. She looked around at him with a wide smile. Fish. Yes, yeah, fog, trees. Zoid must have dozed off. He woke to rain coming down in sheets, the smell of redwood trees in the rain through the open bus windows, tunnels of unbelievably tall, straight red trees whose tops could not be seen pressing in to either side. Prairie had been watching them all the time and in a very quiet voice talking to them as they passed one by one. It seemed now and then as if she were responding to something she was hearing. And in rather a matter-of-fact tone of voice for a baby, too, as if this were a return for her to a world behind the world she had known all along. The storm lashed the night. Dead trees on slow log trucks reared up in high beams, shaggy and glistening. The highway was interrupted by flooding, creeks, and minor slides that often obliged the bus to creep along inches from the edge of totality. Aisle mates struck up conversation. Joints appeared and were lit. Guitars came down from overhead racks and harmonicas out of fringe bags, and soon there was a concert that went on all night. A retrospective of times they had come through, more or less as a generation. The singing of rock and roll, folk, Motown, 50s, oldies, and at last, for about an hour just before the watery green sunrise, one guitar and one harmonica playing the blues.